The term global village is something that is associated with a guy called Marshall McLuhan, and he's done a number of books. And from my personal knowledge, there's a guy called David Bell who wrote a book called The Introduction to Cyberculture, and that's how I first came across the term global village in that sort of area. And although Marshall McLuhan did come up with it originally, it's something that now is used as a regular catchphrase alongside the World Wide Web, I suppose. And the idea behind such a term is to allow people to quite easily describe the impact that the internet and the websites and the applications surrounding it, and mainly just those applications, have helped support the need for the purpose, rather, for the internet. And it seems that the internet has allowed other cities from other countries and continents to come together and communicate, which brings us to the term global village. And it's just a thought that I've had. It was to rejog those kind of thoughts and revisit the more modern side of social media. And in essence, the idea of communicating online using the internet is what was seen as a potential and what was current, but there was obviously more potential than what was there in 62, I think it was. And in the 60s, the global village was a term that was used, but there's still an idea of a development yet to be. And in this year, in the 2010 period, we're sat in an area of social media where specific websites have changed and could potentially change this idea of global village. The global village is about the world being a village and being able to communicate with someone a lot sooner and quicker and faster and more instant. And the idea that certain websites have cropped up, and well, one majorly would be Foursquare, and thus Facebook and Twitter have followed suit by having a location map on their sites so that you can now log your presence or your photographs at any particular place. As I understand, Apple have already done a similar situation have already put themselves in a similar situation with photographs and managing to embed at which place you've taken the pictures from. And this allows you to search your pictures not just by the people by tagging their faces, but by the tags of cities that the pictures were taken in. And this idea of localization and bringing it back to the local areas and communities then using technology to develop and understand the location tools there and develop their communication at the same time means that it's potential that the global village term could be turning inwards on itself and now could no longer be the global village. It could be that we're at a point where we're so tired of looking out to other countries to connect with them that it's possible that we're actually just looking to connect with someone next door, someone in the next street, someone in the local community. And Twitter allows you to do this quite simply by searching by area. So is it possible that we're actually sat seeing a new development and community aspects are going to now integrate technology into them potentially, and we're going to be a mass communicating technology orientated community? It's worth thinking about, I think.